APR 3.084 FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Hi, Martin Kilcoyne. This holiday season, pamper your loved one and you the way you both deserve to be pampered at Season Spa and Salon with the Holiday Couples Retreat. Pick someone special and receive a one-hour full-body massage side-by-side in the Season Spa Couples Massage Room. Also, if you buy 3 one-hour Swedish massages at $55, get the fourth one free. Season Spa and Salon in Ronnie's Plaza in South County. For more information on that perfect gift for that perfect someone, visit SeasonSpa.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. Yeah, we install AutoCraft batteries for you. Not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Fast, free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Get to Kohl's Big Christmas Sale this Thursday through Saturday. Shop 250 lowest price night owls Friday 3 p.m. till midnight and early bird Saturday 6 a.m. till 1 p.m. at Kohl's.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris, your 20%er. 20% of the shows each week hosted by me. Some other guy does Monday through Thursday.
And a great 20%.
Can't remember what his name is.
Thank you.
It's Sean Connery that does Monday?
Oh. Yeah, I think it is.
Please. That's Ian. That's Dan. We're happy to have you with us. Joe and Bill and Mike will be with us a little bit later on, and other random manly men's names will pop up in the course of the show. Also, the three guys from the Reduced Shakespeare Company are going to be here in about 15 minutes. They are in town to do their ultimate Christmas show, abridged. First, they did the entire works of William Shakespeare, abridged. Then they did all the great books, abridged. Then they did the Bible, abridged. They've done a variety of other things, a sports show, a movies show. Their new one is a Christmas show, and they're doing it tonight and tomorrow night at the Edison Theater over at Wash U. And I've known these guys for a couple of decades now, and I've asked them to join us, and so they will in about 15 minutes. And, of course, I'll also have Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge. And if I sound a little bit different today, it's because I'm hopped up on amoxicillin.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yes.
Ooh, that antibiotic kicking right in just in time for the show.
Don't drink any alcohol.
You know what it was last Sunday and Monday when it was 75 degrees outside?
Mm-hmm.
The trees and flowers in my neighborhood were so confused that they came out of the ground and said, let's make pollen.
I know.
And the ragweed especially got me. And, I don't take my allergy medication. I don't take my allergy medication in December, but should have.
Do you think it's allergies and not the cold, or is it hard to tell the difference?
Well, it was the allergies that caused the little sinus infection, which now is like I have a really bad cold. But I'm up to the coughing up loogies part of it.
Oh, cold. Nice.
Better.
Lung butter.
Yeah.
Nice.
better than the sore throat and the sneezing all the time. I know the progression. I've had this many, many times in my life.
Everybody's aware.
So whoever is using this microphone after me might just want to spray it down. That's all I'm saying.
Dip it in bleach.
Those of you listening on the radio, keep your distance. especially from the button that changes the station. You don't want to be touching that because I think that might be contagious today. Nice to see that gas prices in my neighborhood are down.
Yeah, no kidding.
$2.99 a gallon I saw on the way in today. I bet the guy at the gas station near me didn't even know he had a two for the sign left.
I think it made it down to $2.99 right before the election, I want to say.
Yeah, it did.
And then right afterwards,
it jumped right back up. Yeah.
But this is nice to have it that low, and hopefully it'll go lower over the course of the next few months. And how about this bizarre story out of England? Now, I got to tell you, I could not care less about the royal family.
Oh, me neither.
You know, I don't know why.
I don't even think she's that attractive. Everybody...
Who, Kate Middleton?
Yeah, everybody's joking.
Oh, I think she's cute. She's Pippa's cuter.
Yeah, I think Pippa is definitely cuter.
But I'm still amazed that more than two centuries after we broke away from that country, we're still fascinated by royalty. We don't care about royalty in France or Spain or anywhere else.
No.
But with that family of inbreds, we're constantly...
I can't believe this modern time, that system even still exists.
Well,
I guess it's...
I don't think that they have any actual power over there, which is why it's even more amazing.
Yeah, they don't, do they?
No,
nothing.
It's their parliament, right?
That's what baffles me.
Do they have elections like we do every 2 years for...
Well, for the prime minister, you know, what they prime do, the way it works in a parliamentary system, which they have, is they elect the members of their two houses, and then the majority chooses who their leader will be, and that's the prime minister.
And they still wear, wigs, right? Don't they?
Some of them do in court, but not in parliament.
Yeah. It's 2012.
I know.
And there are people still wearing wigs.
Yes.
Powdered wigs in court.
I know. You know, the people who formed this country used to wear wigs and have hair that long and all that sort of stuff. But you don't see anybody going into court today. You don't go into Clayton for a traffic ticket.
No.
Hello, my lord. My lord, I'm here to pay my parking
right
ticket.
In the middle of summer.
Man. Please, my lords and ladies, I was not speeding on the day that thou hast accused me of speeding. There's none of that going on. So, anyway, the story about Kate Middleton was that she was pregnant. And some wacky morning DJs in Australia earlier this week called the hospital where she was having terrible morning sickness. And they managed to get through... to Kate Middleton's nurse. These wacky morning guys, Mel and Mike in the morning. I don't do an Australian accent. Do you, Dan?
No. G'day, mate. No.
Yeah. G'day, mate.
No, he does.
That's it. That's the entire thing.
G'day, mate.
We've each seen Crocodile Dundee twice, and so that's all we have out of it.
G'day, mate.
There you go.
So Mel and Mike called, and you know, you probably know the story. They actually got through. There was no receptionist there, so this woman who was a nurse, Jacinta Saldana, patches these guys through to one of Kate Middleton's bedside nurses, and then she talks about Kate Middleton's condition and care and that sort of stuff. And they're pretending, by the way, to be the Queen of England.
And Prince Charles, I think.
Right. They're putting on the high voice. Oh, hello.
I didn't hear the audio.
I haven't been able to find it.
They said the accents were horrible, though.
But the nurse falls for it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Thank you. Today, we get this very bizarre story that the woman who put the call through, who's not a receptionist, but is the duty nurse at that...
the duty nurse?
Yeah.
Duty.
I don't want to be the...
She's the one who put the call through. She committed suicide.
She did?
Yes. Her unconscious body was found at an address a few yards away from King Edward VII Hospital just before 9:30 a.m. today. Emergency services called, two ambulances dispatched, paramedics unable to revive her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Officers from Scotland Yard launched an investigation and are treating the death as unexplained. They say it's not being treated as suspicious. They think it was a suicide, but that hasn't been officially confirmed yet. Wow. Here's my question. Is it possible that this woman was so distraught at finding out that she had been the victim of a prank by wacky radio DJs that she killed herself?
Oh, I'm sure. Because she probably would have gotten in trouble. She was probably going to get in trouble for letting them through.
How much trouble could she get in?
I don't know, but some people just can't handle it.
Mm.
That's crazy.
the Australian radio stations apologized. We apologize if we've caused any issues, mate.
Too late.
Yeah, there's an issue.
Yeah, I think so. This is not the first time that radio station, which is Today FM, has run into. Back in 2009, they were slapped with a five-year license probation. Oh, wait a second. If they had their license put on probation in 2009 for 5 years, it's only been 3 years to 2012.
You think this offense would take them? I wonder if it's in the same category.
Maybe they were put on double secret probation.
Yes.
That's not Dean, a license. This is a license.
Dean Wormer put him on double secret probation, and this is the thing that's going to get Delta kicked out of the fraternity. What happened in 2009 is they violated Australian regulations after a gag involving a lie detector went horribly wrong, and they had a 14-year-old girl admitting on the air that she was raped. Boy, that is radio comedy.
That is some good stuff.
It is brilliant, brilliant stuff.
Wow.
But that is the most bizarre story that's come across my desk today. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I went to a Home Depot recently. It's the one out in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head
over. All right. That's fine. And I walk in, and, you know, they always have a greeter there who you can ask, I'm looking for this, can you tell me where it is? And they can almost always point you there. I find both Lowe's and Home Depot are really good about having people who have this encyclopedic knowledge of every nut and bolt and thing that they have in a store. Oh, yes, sir, that's aisle 23B. You go down here, it's right back there, whatever it is. All right, so I went in there this week, and I asked the woman, who's the greeter, I said, I'm looking for containers, bins, because I've been cleaning out the basement. And we have stuff down there that's in old cardboard boxes that are falling apart. And, I want to preserve some of this stuff. So I want to put them in plastic bins with locking tops on them. And she looks at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. And it's the first time I've ever had that. And she says to me, in what sounded to me like an Eastern European accent, mm-mm, I don't know what container is.
Uh-oh.
And so she says, I'll go ask. And I said, that's okay. Hey. I'll go over. I'll ask over here. I don't really need somebody who doesn't speak my language to translate to somebody who does.
Right.
So I go up to the service desk, and they said, okay, it's back there. Follow this aisle all the way to the back. And I get them, and I bring them up, and it's fine. And on my way out, I'm thinking, I'm sure that this woman needs a job. And good for her that she was able to find a job. Probably not a very high-paying job, I don't know, but she needed work, and so they gave her a job. But why give her that job?
Maybe not in the front of the store.
Where she has
directing people.
You would think that the person who would be there would need to be fluent in the language, so that when people came in and asked, where do I find this, you could tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure in her land, bin is some other word.
Could you tell me where containers are? Beef and broccoli? No.
No. No. And you know what? If I go into certain business, if I go into a Chinese restaurant, I do not expect everybody there to speak fluent English.
Yeah.
From my own experience, I know I'm not going to be having an English conversation there. I'm going to be saying the words that I know they recognize because they're on the menu, and a Coke.
You can point at a Chinese restaurant.
Or give a number.
Normally, yes, a number.
They always sound mad when you call. And they're not mad, but they always sound mad. If you call, they go,
well, that accent, yes. Yeah.
What you want? You want number five? All right. Number five. We give them number five.
It's like the German accent. It's hard to not sound angry.
Just on a tangent here, I love the Chinese restaurant that we order from because it doesn't matter how much food you order. It could be for one person or a party of 12. It doesn't matter what you order. 20 minutes.
Oh, I know. It's always 20 minutes.
Hi, I'd like sesame chicken. 20 minutes. Okay, I need sesame chicken, beef with broccoli, a shrimp lo mein. I need four fried rices, some crab rangoon. 20 minutes.
What's your phone number?
And that's fine. I completely understand that. But again, don't put somebody in this position. All right. So then, this week, I got my hands on an issue of Consumer Reports. And they have a story in here about, it's called Lost in Translation, Why Labels Sometimes Don't Make Sense. And you may have seen this, particularly if you've ordered anything that's made in China or other parts of Asia, where it's been translated into their language and then back into English.
Oh, yes.
particularly, you know, you open up the manual that came with it, or a folded up piece of paper. It's folded 16 ways. It's like a map. You got to unfold it, and you look in there, and it's in four different languages, and none of them are English, or none of them are clear English. So here are some of the things that they found. A toy helicopter that, if used wrong, can, quote, create the human body or blame damage, unquote.
Create the human body?
Yes.
Wow.
A flashlight that directs you to, quote, place the hand ring with finger and add speed uninterruptedly so as to reach the use effect.
Nice. That's quite a flashlight.
There's a bicycle light whose instructions begin, twists off the screw, breaks off the card buckle, takes away on the bicycle handle, screws tight the screw to fix to the appropriate position. There's a one that says, feeling that here well for so long. What? Now remember, these are
things. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
These are things designed for the American market. They happen to be made in China, and were probably somebody wanted to put whatever the appropriate warning was, and somebody told them, here's what the warning is, and they got somebody who, like this woman at Home Depot, not 100% fluent in the language that she's translating to.
Yeah, Tom Green did a great hour-long special where he went over to Japan and there was an ad for a drink or whatever, and I think the tagline was, drink this, making you better feeling.
Yeah. Here's two more. Don't put it under the direct sun to avoid melt. Keep it on where under 120 degrees. Okay, you can kind of understand that one. What does this one mean? Directly buckled in the waist, the clothing, the package, the bag, the bicycle may also carry buckles with matches, according to the graphical representation method. I can't even figure out what that might be about. No. But here's my favorite. They found a jar of jelly. Now, why a jar of jelly can't have simple, easy directions? Why do you even need directions or warnings on a jar of jelly? I don't understand. But this one said, the people under 3 years old and more than 60 years old are forbidden to eat alone. Well, you've been warned, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Big 550 KTRS. We're right back with the guys from the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
And we're going to check traffic now. Here is Ed Smarin.
Hello, Ed. Things look pretty good. We do have a stall on 64 westbound after Mason. This has the right lane blocked. Could be a bit of a delay. Some other road work, 64 westbound at the Poplar Street Bridge. This is in the right lane, 270 westbound from McDonald Boulevard to just before St. Charles Rock Road. Also undergoing some construction in the left lane. But overall, things not too bad. Traffic brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Give the excitement of the lottery and help Missouri education. You can when you give Missouri Lottery Scratchers tickets as gifts this holiday season. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm John Hadley, and to you and yours, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and of course, a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
What's the reason you don't call a cab? Well, people don't want to sit around waiting 50 minutes for a cab. Not so when you call ABC Checker Cab. So you see, they have a GPS chip in all of their cabs, so the dispatcher knows exactly where the cab is and where it's going. So when you call 766-RIDE and you get the dispatcher at ABC Checker Cab, they can dispatch the cab faster to you and you get to where you're going faster. It's as simple as that. It's almost cartoonish. When you call ABC Checker Cab at 766-RIDE, you hang up the phone and like instantaneously the cab pulls up. Going my way? It's not that fast, but you get the idea. ABC Checker Cab, 766-RIDE. They're school accredited, medical transports. All the drivers have had background checks and they all show up in their nice uniforms. 766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and save it. And the next time you need a cab, it's the official cab company of the McGraw Show on KTRS. ABC Checker Cab, 766-RIDE or abccabco.net.
As the holiday season approaches, you may find yourself wondering how you are going to get cookies to Chris in California, a scarf to Scott in South Carolina, a nutcracker to Nicole in New Hampshire, mittens to Mike in Montana, and Flo gets a fruitcake in Florida. Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, and I would like to help your holiday gifts make their journey from St. Louis to the homes of your loved ones. At Schnars Hardware, our helpful team members are ready to ship your holiday items via UPS. Don't have a box that's the right size? That's okay, because we have a broad selection of boxes in stock and are happy to pack your item before we ship it. We can even assemble a custom box box for odd-sized packages. So beat the holiday rush and make sure Karen gets a Keurig in Kansas, Wendell gets a weed whacker in Washington, and Flo gets her fruitcake in Florida, whether she wants it or not. Makes a good doorstop. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours and to shop online, go to schnars.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
Time to play Word Association. Are you ready?
Yep.
C.R. Frank Popcorn.
Oh, gourmet popcorn, tins made to order, caramel corn made with real butter, hand-packed and guaranteed fresh.
Good. Now try while eating some C.R. Frank Popcorn.
Mmm. Is this a Chicago style?
Yes, a sweet and salty blend of caramel and cheese.
And their popcorn tins are unique.
Oh, my turn for the popcorn. C.R. Frank Popcorn.
Fun Foods popcorn machines for home theaters.
C.R. Frank Popcorn.
5757 North Lindbergh in Hazelwood. Go to crfrankpopcorn.com.
The gift of good taste.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me. And so are the three guys from the Reduced Shakespeare Company. That's Reed Martin, Austin Titchener, and Matt Rippey. Hello, guys.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, yeah. Guy.
It's great to be here. I love how we make our own applause.
Nice to have you here. I've known these guys for quite a while through their many, many shows, starting with reducing the entirety of William Shakespeare's works, thus the name the Reduced Shakespeare Company, but then moving on to the Bible and
American history, all the great books, Completely Hollywood, and the complete world of sports.
Yeah, and I actually emailed these guys that I was mad at them because when they did the Complete World of Sports, St. Louis was not on the itinerary.
We did that specifically in the
just
sense
to
that
annoy
it's
you.
Yeah, it, to, yes, just to annoy you and our many fans here, and also we did it on purpose in the sense that we have nothing to do with it, really.
Yeah,
I wish it were up to us.
I actually blame the local theaters for not booking you for that because you've had nice runs at the Edison Theater at Wash U, which is where you'll be this weekend.
That's right,
and also at the Rep, a couple of your shows played there a few years ago, and now you're back in town, and hopefully this will give us a chance to get the sports show and other future shows to come through here as well.
From your mouth to God's tuchus.
Yeah. And this time we're covering a different sport. It's a contact sport known as the holiday season.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're here for the ultimate Christmas show, Abridged. And I have to ask you, because Reed just told me before we went on, you just flew in last night.
And boy, are my arms tired. Hey, have we used it? Hey. I just wrote that.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
This is a horrible time of the year to fly, isn't it?
It is. It is. Of course, nowadays, any time of the year is a horrible time to fly.
Yeah.
We did shows in Charlotte, North Carolina, Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, we had to fly on Thanksgiving. Let me tell you, that is the best day to fly.
Yeah.
Sure is.
The airports were empty. The flights were full because there was only like three flights all day. But that's a great time to travel.
And then we flew home on the Monday after that holiday, Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and the airports were mobbed. Security was mobbed. It was as if the airports were surprised that people wanted to fly now.
caught off guard.
Yeah, they were absolutely caught off guard.
And I was angry. They didn't frisk me.
I know. You that's know? The only action
cheap,
you get
cheap
these
thrills.
Days.
Yeah, now they just scan you.
I know, and then they laugh. They look at the pictures and they laugh at us.
they call it a rapist scan, though. So that's gotta.
Yeah, I've actually asked for a printout, and they will not give me one. not a printout of me, some well-endowed guy.
That's right. Really?
Just like to be able to say, "Hey, that's me," but no.
Well, just so you can take the printout and show it and say, "Should I have this looked at?"
Well, they wouldn't give you a copy. I downloaded one online.
So
Paul Harris, recent scan.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about right there. The truth will kill you.
Yeah. So, but it feels good to be here because, as we were saying just before we went on air, I haven't been here since years ago. I was born here, but left as a mewling, puking little thing 6 months old. So it's all new to me and great so far. No one's recognized me, but... Well, tomorrow night.
Really? Have they seen the baby pictures? You show those around town. Oh, Matt's back in town.
There you go. I need to tweet those.
They're not hanging on the wall of the post office, your baby pictures?
Have you seen this boy?
Well, welcome back to St. Louis.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's good to see you again, Paul, because, of course, we follow you on the Twitter.
Yes.
And we listen to your podcasts as well. And
Thank you. It's
always great to put the face again to the voice.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I brought it with me today.
Yeah. And you know, if I remember correctly, Paul, you were doing something long before others were. I remember, like, back in the late 90s, you were already putting your shows online, making them available on your website, which I think was progressive back then.
I've actually been a semi-internet geek since 1986.
So your early shows were on 8-track.
Al Gore put them up.
Yeah. My early shows were Morse code. That's how long I've been doing this.
Yeah, smoke signals.
I love your smoke signal shows, yeah.
Thank you. But now you're here, and you call it the ultimate Christmas show, but of course tomorrow night is the beginning of Hanukkah. You'll be performing at the Edison Theater tonight at 8 o'clock and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the first night of Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa is not far off. Is that included in the festivities that people will see?
Well, see, the conceit is, it's the setting is St. Everybody's non-denominational universalist church, where all faiths are welcome because we'll believe anything.
And it's the annual multicultural holiday interfaith variety show and Christmas pageant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, so there's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa, there's the old-fashioned pagan Yuletide.
We celebrate all the holidays from the religious to the secular.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is that time of year, and we thought of a time saver. I mean, particularly since tomorrow is the first day of Hanukkah. We came up with just this one time saving thing for the holidays, where you can say one thing. You don't have to say Happy Holidays and piss people off who are upset about that. You don't have to say Merry Christmas to Jews or, you know, get it wrong somehow.
Yep.
You can just sing this one thing, and it goes a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. That's the only thing you'll ever have to say. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. Wishes everyone a jolly holiday. Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. If you want to spread some universal cheer, say Happy Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah. You know you want to come. Because it's Hanukkah, every Hanukkah this year. Christmas come and we won't go home.
Very nice. Your holidays in three-part harmony.
There you go.
But we should clarify, it's not a musical.
No.
Right. As you can clearly tell
by our voices,
the sound of that harmony.
But when people come tonight, they are going to see bizarre, wacky RSC type stuff as they may have seen in the past, or if it's their first time ever seeing you on stage. This is the entire cast right here.
Right.
It's all the three of us. And the feeling, the people's reaction is the same the world over, no matter what the show. It's a feeling of nausea and motion sickness. So
our demographic. What are you doing?
Our shows are never recommended for those with inner ear disorders, English degrees, or pregnant mothers. We cannot be held responsible.
Well, again, as with all of our shows, there's so many traditions, so many holiday stories that we just have to get in. And when I say get in, and when we say we cover these things, we sort of mention them.
Yeah.
But we want to give the audiences the feeling, well, hopefully, that this is the only holiday show they'll ever need to see.
Well, and the conceit is, you know, it's this church Christmas pageant and variety show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we were supposed to put together and host it, but there were supposed to be dozens of acts that show up. But due to inclement weather, we're the only performers who show up.
You're all the only ones who were able to get there.
Exactly.
And the show must go on.
The show must go on. And so we are pressed into service. We have to sing. The Confederate Christmas carolers had been booked in. They were supposed to sing White Christmas.
They are awfully good.
Yeah. So that goes awry.
Wait, Confederate Christmas carols. Do they spell that with three Ks?
I really can't say.
I hope not.
It's White Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. The Swingle Sisters Jingle Singers were going to perform.
Ooh, oh,
and also the Christmas Boy Choir from our Catholic friends over at Our Lady of Eternal Suspicion.
They were and we were hoping to be dazzled and delighted by the Christmas clowns and acrobats from Cirque du Soleil, the Muslim-American Rama dancers, and... My favorite, the Billy Barty Ballet's annual holiday favorite, Lil Nutsy, the Elf Nutcracker.
We did get word that the Muslim American Rama dancers actually made it to the airport, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But they're being detained by Homeland Security.
Of course. As you'd expect.
Well, and I think that now we can do the whole bell choir thing. Matt, you brought the bells, right?
Now, you guys, bells. When I went to get you in our gigantic KTRS kitchen facility,
it's very stunning.
Very lush.
You had a cardboard box, and you had been going around the station picking out things from people's desks.
Well, yeah.
That's which I think
Matt,
is rather rude.
You were supposed to bring the stuff.
I know. I'm sorry. But it was radio.
There's like a stainless steel bowl here and some kid's xylophone. I think one of our salespeople's kid's xylophone. You stolen that.
Can't really say.
Listen, Paul, you're lucky we're wearing pants.
Speak for yourself.
I think we all are.
Yeah. It's cold in here.
Yeah, we can try. I mean, it's just... You know,
well, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this.
Yeah, let's see whether that...
Matt, next time bring the bells.
I'm sorry.
Let's see.
This is why I'm not a stage manager.
Glockenspiel is not that expensive.
Ready?
It's just hard to say. Okay. Hey!
That was something.
Look at that. Oh, sorry.
That was something.
Let's go from the top this time. Really burn.
Oh, that's right. What's this?
Ooh. That last note was a bit suspect.
Can we do Carol of the Bells?
Yeah.
Carol of the Bells, Ding, 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 bong, ding, dong.
I think the answer is no, you can't. You can try, but you can't do it.
I'm not even sure we did Jingle
Bells. That was more reduced than we hopefully will normally
be. That reminds me of the time my 6-year-old daughter was down in the basement playing with things and came up with something remarkably similar to that.
Wow.
Well, that's our target audience, age group.
You know, what's been great about this show is that even more than all of our other shows, shows. So many families are coming to see the Christmas show, and
so it is family friendly.
It is definitely family friendly. As with all of our shows, it's rated PG-13. Pretty good if you're 13. Mm-hmm. But there's one or two little innuendo things that fly over the heads of the little kids, but delight the grown-ups. Mm-hmm. And then makes for some lovely conversation on the way home.
Sure.
But it's great because the holidays is a time for families, which is great. And theater is a great place for families.
Yeah, so but Christmas in the holiday season is about presents, right? Presents. We love presents, don't we, Paul?
You can't take the stuff that you found in the station. Those are not gifts.
Wait a minute. Free stuff is good stuff. Oh, well, so speaking of which, in order to make things easier for you guys this year, I decided to make out a Christmas list. It's more of a spreadsheet, really.
Wow.
But you'll find that my Harley Davidson is at the top. It's only $36,000.
$36,000?
Yeah.
See, this is the kind of commercialism that's ruining Christmas.
No, Reed, I know what he's talking about because I remember when I was a kid, I used to love presents. I used to love to go to the mall and sit on the fat guy's lap and tell him my fantasies.
Santa.
Yeah. No. What are you saying?
Yuck.
Sorry.
That's TMI.
Oh.
But we also do, this is what's been great fun, is we decide that because Christmas and the holiday season is about presents, we actually do a Christmas gift exchange at the show every night. So
really?
So you can bring a gift. And
a $5 value or less.
Five or less. Put one under our tree and take one. And I generally take.
Yeah, you take a lot more than you give, I'm noticing.
Yeah, you put one under there, but
that's not really.
Are you serious? Do you want people to bring something to put under the tree?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then they can take stuff. Is it from you? Or are they, for instance, going to get Reduce Shakespeare Company DVDs?
I wish it were that good.
Yeah.
Or it's even more reduced than our crap.
I was going to say,
legitimate cheap little toys.
It's cheap little toys, but all of which we're happy to autograph in the lobby afterwards to decrease their value.
Yeah, it's weird. They sell for less.
Now, Reed and Austin, you've been writing these shows for many, many years. At what point do you say to yourself, okay, that's it, we've reduced everything?
When they close the casket.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I suspect we're just going to keep doing this until we can no longer do it.
Yeah.
Now, whether we'll keep performing them, you know, because there's a lot of pratfalls in our shows, and we like to fall down, but, you know, there will come a point at which we won't be able to get up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But this is our eighth show, right?
This is the RSC's eighth show and yours and my seventh script.
Yeah. And so, we've already started. We can't really say what it is, but we've got a couple ideas in mind for our next couple of shows.
I'm not asking you to divulge secrets.
Well, I'm glad you didn't, because we wouldn't. But it was, I mean, what was great fun last summer was with the sports show. We were in London during the Olympics. We were performing the sports show in London.
Oh, cool.
And so we got to go on the BBC on the Olympic campus, which was great.
You weren't on the Jimmy Savile show, were you?
Yes, I was, and it was fantastic.
Yes. He wore a Santa hat and everything.
And that was all.
When they say that show was touching, that meant something different. That's a British expression.
I'm not sure they're all surprised. He looks like a pedophile.
Yes, he does.
I mean, I don't want to cast aspersions, but
the man's dead. Everything that was going to be cast has been cast.
However, I think his lawyers are still very much alive, so be careful.
But what was it like being there during the Olympics?
I mean, it was exciting. The Olympic torch came down the street where we were living, so we got to see the Olympic torch.
Yeah.
My family got to go see women's.
You got to see the torch. I was upstairs in the on the third floor in the bathroom, and I get a text from Allie saying, "Are you seeing the torch?" I had to stand up on the toilet to look out the window, and I missed it. So sorry.
Missed the toilet or missed the torch?
I missed the torch.
Both.
I
see. Yeah. I can attest it was both.
No, it was great. It was London was the best it's ever been.
Did you go to events?
Well, my family saw the women's archery finals and got autographs, and that was exciting. Yeah. I got to see the men's. It got to be that we were so busy performing and doing PR, but on the last day I said, well, I have to see something. So I went out and saw the men's marathon, and I was at a spot where they ran past five different times.
Wow.
So I got lucky. I got to stay in this fantastic flat, right there in Covent Garden, and it had a giant 65-foot flat screen TV.
65-inch
flat screen TV. I had the best view of every event, because I just sat in front of that TV. And also the BBC, you can click on the little red button or whatever on the remote, and you can watch whatever event you want to watch live.
They were all being televised at all times.
Televised and filmed. Yeah. Not all of them had the A team commentators, but they all were being covered.
As a matter of fact, they did it right. I mean, I know that they're darn socialists over there in England, but touring around the UK leading up to the Olympics, we performed in a lot of cities: Nottingham, Bath. We went to Bristol, Newark, and we found that in the city center, in the sort of town square, they had erected massive screens outside, so you could just sit in the plaza and watch the Olympics, or at least the build-up, and then watch them live. So they really wanted to share it, and it was a great feeling. I've been living in England for almost 20 years, and I was very proud that it was my adopted home. It was a great summer. I saw the ladies' bronze ping-pong finals. That was awesome. Or
the bronze ladies'
tennis.
Ping-pong finals.
Yeah.
My only complaint was, on the BBC, they tend to show a lot of British athletes.
Yeah.
And I want to know what's that. I've been watching the Olympics in America. I thought only Americans participated. But in Britain, it seems like only the British participate. So I don't know how that all works.
That's why when you said you saw the archery, I thought, I watched a lot of the Olympics. I don't remember any archery. Apparently, Americans not so much with the archery.
Well, and people were asking me, what'd you think about the Fab Five? And I honestly had no idea who they were talking about. Because that wasn't
the Beatles.
The
Beatles and... George Martin.
They ignored the gold medal count, and they kept talking about the per capita, that England was top of the medal count.
Yeah.
If you count the heads that live on that wet rock of an island, they were number one.
Yeah. The reason you've been in England so long is because you've been a part of the RSC's London productions in the past, right?
That's how I first fell into this crowd of dubious characters. I met them back when the show was running in the West End at the Criterion. I think 95. We kind of are hazy on the dates, but 95, 96 is when I joined up, and I've been lingering ever since, like a fart in church. They just can't get rid of me. I'm just this.
and are there still other touring productions? I mean, whenever I see you guys, I think to myself, okay, this is the real RSC. but you have other companies that are performing elsewhere, right?
The real RSC is in several places, actually. So we're touring here. We have two nights here at Washington University, and then next weekend we go up to Anchorage, Alaska.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good time of the year for that.
Yeah. But tonight, we have three of our other guys opening at the San Diego Repertory Theater in the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged. So we've got two companies out there right now. And then starting in, I think it's April, we'll have a third company touring Britain again with that old chestnut, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare.
Wow.
Abridged. Yeah.
Now, I've only got a minute left here, but I'm curious, are there school productions of your thing? I know your stuff is published.
Yep.
Are there other people who are not related to the RSC in any way, and you find out they're doing you?
Constantly. Some shows are licensed out.
Almost all the shows except for the sports, and even sports is now available, but except for the Christmas show.
So we do them exclusively for 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we publish them. And then, so if you see a production of The Complete History of America Abridged, but doesn't say Reduced Shakespeare Company, that would be somebody's licensed the script and they're sending us a dollar doing it themselves.
It's fun because we're in the lobby after all of our shows, signing autographs and shamelessly hawking our merchandise. And there's almost always somebody who comes up to us and says, "We just did your show. I just played you."
Wow.
And sometimes they're teenagers, and sometimes they're really, really old people like my age who have done it in a community theater somewhere.
See, if you were really popular, you'd have groupies that came up and said, "We just did you."
Yes. Yeah. Sadly, the groupies we get tend to look like you, Paul.
Yeah.
So.
And by the way, if a groupie has to say, "I just did you," and you didn't know that,
then you're way too old to tour. Merry Christmas.
Matt Rippey, Austin Titchener, and Reed Martin, the three guys who make up the Reduced Shakespeare Company. We're going to go see him tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Can't wait.
We're looking forward to seeing you.
We will see you.
And they're also doing it tonight at 8 o'clock at the Edison Theater at Wash U. You can get tickets through MetroTix online right now. And I guarantee you will have a good time, or your money will be spent by someone else.
That's right.
Exactly right.
Do you have something special you want for Christmas, Paul? Don't tell me. Just think about it and keep it in mind for tomorrow night, because I will be asking.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
The Reduced Shakespeare Company here with Paul Harris. On the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Ed Smarin.
got a multi-vehicle accident on 64 westbound at Lindbergh Boulevard. The two right lanes are blocked. A couple other problems. 64 westbound, the Poplar Street Bridge. Still road work closing the right lane. 70 westbound at 10th Street. We've also got that exit ramp closed for road work through March. Traffic brought to you by T-Mobile. T-Mobile, where right now all Samsung Galaxy 4G smartphones are on sale at amazing low prices, including the Samsung Galaxy S3 and all-new Samsung Galaxy Note 2. Offer ends 12/20 while supplies last. See participating stores for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the broadcast. It's a best of tonight, but it really is. Dwight Yoakam on the show, the author of Bobby and Jackie. Learn a lot more about the Kennedys than you ever knew. Dennis Christopher is in the new Quentin Tarantino movie coming out Christmas Day, and a look back at that Bush family book that people are still talking about called Bitter Brew. It's the best of tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
The holiday cheer has begun at Westport Plaza with free carriage rides Friday and Saturday in December from 6 till 8 p.m. Rides begin in front of the St. Louis Bread Company. Plus, make your plans now for the spectacular New Year's Eve fireworks display at 6 p.m. with complimentary carriage rides from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Get in the spirit of the holidays and visit the newly renovated outdoor village with plenty of restaurants and bars to enjoy, along with special room rates at the Sheraton Hotels. To begin your holiday cheer, visit westportstl.com for details.
It was like any other night. You locked the doors, turned off the lights, and went to bed. When suddenly, it strikes. The dreaded late-night low battery chirp.
Not again!
And the nightmare. Eliminate low battery chirps for good with Kidde worry-free smoke alarms. The sealed-in lithium battery lasts 10 years, and each is designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location in your home. Rest easy with Kidde's worry-free smoke alarms. Available at the Home Depot. Visit worryfreealarm.com.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, a $250 gift card from the Cheshire. The 12 days of Christmas, from affordable kitchens and bath, Season Spa and Salon, the Cheshire, Toco's Custom Sound, G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company, C.R. Frank's Popcorn, Lordo's Diamonds, and the Big 550 KTRS. This is KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on same-sex marriage. Arguments on the Defense of Marriage Act and the gay marriage ban known as Prop 8 aren't expected until next spring.